I know it's the middle of August, and I know the temperatures are still in the 80s, at least where I'm at. But trust me, summer is almost over. In fact, we might only have 3 or 4 years of summer left. Now that might not make sense to you, but in a minute, it's gonna catch you off guard. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Happy Monday. Another incredible day to serve God. Another week to kick Satan in the teeth. Let's rise up and do it, shall we? Men, women, thank you for listening. We've got a lot going on, but I'm only going to highlight two things today to save time. Number one is this. We have our upcoming conference on October 30th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We've got three speakers scheduled so far. We're trying to get one more, but trying to find just that right, perfect person. But mark it down. It is free. It is going to be a supercharged shot in the arm for your marriage or your dating relationship or your engagement. It's a couples conference. I'm sorry. And it's going to be kind of built around how COVID has put a nasty spin on relationships and dating and marriage and we've kind of panicked. Chaotic COVID for couples restoration, something like that. We'll come up with a better name than that, trust me. But you'll want to be there October 30th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be a great time of panel for question at the end. I think that might be the most valuable point. Please drag your husband or your wife or your date or your engagement partner, whoever it is, drag them to this conference. They will not want to miss it. Again, it's free. We are doing some raffles and giveaways, some cool things for men and women. You'll want to be a part of all of that. Second, Revolution, the number 4fathers.com. Revolution4fathers.com. We continue to put new swag up there. We've got some great stuff, not just for the TDA collection, but if you love America and the US of A, there's great stuff on there. Make sure you check it out. Now, let's jump into today. It's kind of a heavy topic. I was starting out by talking about how summer's almost over. And I put a little teaser there and said, we probably maybe only have 3 or 4 years of summer left. And you might go, wait a second. I thought summer was only 3 or 4 months. If you have a Bible, if you don't, write this down. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20. The prophet cries out, harvest is past, summer is ended, and we are not saved. What is this about? What is this prophet Jeremiah? What's he saying when he says summer is ended and we are not saved? The prophet is overcome really with grief. He sees the tragic end of his nation. They had time. They had plenty of time. They had plenty of grace. And now the people wonder why God, their king, does not save them. And God replies, well, it's because of your idolatry. And they now realize that they can no longer expect his salvation. He was there for a while, but not anymore. And nothing can heal Judah's spiritual sickness now. The end has come. It's knocking on the door. And nothing can heal the wounds of grief in Jeremiah's heart as he sees his people suffer. He was telling them again and again and again, get your heart right, get your nation right. Summer is about to end, and now it's ended, and they will be again in slavery, enslaved. So what is the idea or the concept of idolatry? Well, if you look at Easton's Bible Dictionary, it says idolatry is image worship or divine honor paid to any created object. Other areas in Scripture point that idolatry is worshiping anything other than God, be it a deity, a person, an object. And even the Apostle Paul says in Romans 1, 21 through 25 that idolatry, well, that men forsook God and sank into ignorance and moral corruption. And in that, he's defining what idolatry is. These are the steps that are taken. We see in Romans, you look away from God, you no longer serve him, and you now put your faith in other created beings or objects. There are people who worship, hold on, ready? There are people out there who worship the government. The government will save us. They're so smart, and they always have our best interest in mind. They want to take care of us during this COVID, this pandemic, this crisis, this inflation, this dip in the economy. They're there for us, and there are people who they wouldn't say verbally or would so succinctly say, I worship the government, but that's truly where their heart's at. And there are some people who worship their pastor. He's your savior. Unless, of course, he falls to corruption, adultery, some new age doctrine, and then you fall away because, well, you worshiped him. You worshiped your church. Well, you know what? There are others where your political stance is your savior. Some of you, it's your quasi-mix of religious and cultural accepted norms. That's your religion. Some people, their idolatry is just spiritual. I'm spiritual. Some are agnostic. Some are atheist. These are all belief systems. They're all idols to some degree. Some out there might just be Satanists. That's their God of choice. In all of these, let me milk it down. Here's the biggie, really, what we're talking about, especially in the good old US of A. You just simply worship you. What you want, what is easy for you, what works for you, what makes life understandable and allows you to fit into the crowd, the system, the circle, your friends, the work crew. You worship comfort. Oh, but guess what? You're the first one to blame God when things don't go right. Yeah, just like the children of Israel. I'm not sure where America's on or where they're headed right now with the end times. There is a timeline, and I know that we're getting closer to being cleared off the face of the earth, the USA is. You might say, what do I mean? Well, in end times prophecies, we're not mentioned in the end times. So as covered a few months ago in our end times series, the options for the US are pretty simple. We're either nuked to ashes, taken over by another country by force or by bankruptcy, given up to the European nations to be saved by our corrupt and bankrupt country, and or the final one, which could happen along the lines of any of these, we're raptured, and those left must be taken care of by another country. But I know this, I'm torn. I truly am torn. I want God to come back. I want out of this madness. But I also want more time for those who do not yet know him. And of course, to be completely transparent, I also, selfishly, would like our once great godly nation to again become a once great godly nation again. So let us repent. Let us take heed to what Israel didn't all the times Jeremiah cried out to them. Let us repent. Maybe we can't expect the non-Christians to, or the agnostics, or the atheists, but those of us who know God, let us repent. Let us pray. Let us share the love of Christ. Because I'm here to tell you, summer is almost over.